This is example number two. Let's suppose the company decided to revise its cane design. It now wants to use a heavier gauge metal for the top and the bottom of the cane, which is $0.04 per square centimeters, and they want to keep the same price, which was $0.02 for the sides. So what we need to do is we need to find the new dimensions that will minimize the cost of the can with a volume of 430 ml. Now again, the two pieces of information which are given here, actually in this case it becomes three. First is the cost. Now the cost is divided into two different parts, which is 0.04 and 0.02. And that is a piece of information, or that's the expression which needs to be minimized. However, the constraint is the volume. Volume cannot go beyond 430 ml. Now the volume of a cylinder is 4 pi s square h, so that one is equal to 430 ml. Again, we have the two pieces of information for the cost. First is 0.02 for the sides, and we have 0.04 for the top and the bottom. Now what we can do in this one is that we can write the equation for the cost. So the cost of the cane, as we did before, is actually the price times the surface area. In this one, the surface areas for the size and the surface area for the top and bottom have different costs. So what we do is that we break it up. So for the first piece of information in this one would be 0.02 times the surface area of the sides plus 0.04 times the surface area of top and bottom.